Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Dede Jackson Foundation, where we shine a light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe through the power of love that nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am Terrell Jackson, and I'm here with my brother Taj.
What's up?
We don't have TJ here, so it's just you and I today, Taj.
Yes.
But we're gonna try to hold it down for everyone.
Of course.
It's a little bit crazy right here, but we're getting it all together. If you are on Twitter, if you're on social media, you can follow us at DDJ Foundation. It's a DDJ Foundation. And Todd, you're going to be on the Twitter, right?
Yep.
So
like always,
if you want to participate, help out on the show, you can always tweet. Todd will be on that. And, we look forward to some tweets. Disclaimer, Todd, you want to do the disclaimer?
Sure. I'll do it. Hold on. Phone is.
Taj is all over the place. All right.
Yeah. I just got settled in. Okay. The disclaimer. We are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives, have been impacted by it, and have learned from it. If you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and find it. Don't just rely on us.
Very nicely done, Taj.
Good recovery?
Yeah, you're okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're doing all right. What else? We got the phone line. If we're going to have callers, we're going to have callers. We definitely want to have callers. So we're going to give you the number. The number is 323-203-0815. Again, that is 323-203-0815. And call that number if you want to call in and help us and talk to us about the topic, which is addition by subtraction. That's going to be the topic today. But before we get into that, Taj.
Yes.
How was your week? This is real quick. This is, I know we said it last week, but it's different even, like, the whole computer is all different. So this is my first time actually over here. Mm-hmm. So different.
Are you preparing everyone for?
It's a little adjustment, but I think we're doing all right.
All right.
All right, so how was your week, Taj?
Gosh, why don't you talk first? I got to clear my throat.
What the?
I know, this is.
I'd like to apologize. On behalf,
no, this is not professional.
Of DDJ.
Usually we have water, though, so that's in my defense.
I have water.
So you didn't
I'm
get
prepared.
Me one.
No, I brought
you
it
didn't get
home.
Your co-host.
I got water. Okay. I got everything.
I'm
going to
go. Yeah.
See, when you arrive on time, when you arrive early and you prepare,
yeah, that's
you're ready
setting
to go.
Up everything.
But are you ready? Can you?
Yeah.
All right. So how was your week?
My week was great. What did I do? Well, I'm still getting over the cold that I got. You know,
it's still
haven't.
Did TJ get sick? I don't know if he.
I don't know what it is, but it's like I'm. It's hard because I'm, you know, avoiding Tayana as much as I can because I don't want her to get sick.
Yeah, that's right.
So, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, but it's like, so that's kind of been the frustrating thing is because I, you know, I'm like scared to give a proper, you know, because I, you know,
yeah.
I'm very cautious when I get sick. I don't want other people to get sick.
Do you get sick often?
No. On the road, yes, but. At home, never.
Because of the jet lag?
Because of the jet lag and being in the airplane and people coughing. All takes is one person coughing and I'm like, oh, great. You know?
Because you're trapped a lot of the times.
Yeah. And I don't want to point fingers on the road, but there were a couple people coughing, you know, right next to me. And so, you know, it just happened like that. And so, and I tried. And I said it before I made, you know, I said it.
You still sound sick.
I know. And I'm not trying to hide it. But anyway, besides that, we went to look at the hospital for our baby.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And so I'm not going to say where, you know, but it was great. And, you know, I'm super excited. This is first for us. So, you know.
Are you nervous?
No, not at all.
You don't have to do anything.
I'm more nervous about preparing for making sure I have everything, but I'm not nervous about once the baby comes.
Yeah, it's not.
I have pretty good instinct about stuff, and it's like, what can you do? Like, honestly, like, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say you have nothing to worry about, but I've never had a girl, so. I'm sure it's the same type of thing. Boys, they're super easy to me. Yeah. There's challenges. Don't get me wrong.
There's always challenges. But if there's challenges in everything.
Yeah.
You know?
You'll be fine.
So, yeah, that's the new chapter of my life. And I also want to thank all the fans that gave me something for the baby and whatever, that you know, gifts on the road. Yeah, and all that stuff. And
that's nice.
Very super appreciative.
Yeah, fans are wonderful.
They're amazing.
So you went to the hospital. Anything, any movies, anything else?
Terrell, I wish. Just that's been kind of the
your sickness.
Yeah, the sickness and all that stuff. And yeah, if I don't want to be at the movie theater spreading my germs to people.
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
Very cautious.
My week was pretty. I was getting over my cold as well, but I think I'm pretty good now. But other than that, my week was pretty simple. I was just getting caught up in the home stuff, and as people know, I got robbed right before I left the country.
Yeah.
So I came back. And I'm dealing with all of that.
Which will be next week's topic, by the way.
Possibly. We'll see if TJ's going to be here. But so dealing with that and then my sickness, I'm just trying to get rest. But I'm better now. I'm all better. And then trying to get back into my workout and diet and health, which has been, it's been good and bad. I just got to be more consistent. So I'm trying to put it all together, take it day by day. Hour by hour, meal by meal, and keep it moving. All right, so I think we covered.
How are you feeling?
I feel all right.
When you go on this like health diet, do you feel better?
Well, I'm just trying to make better choices, better decisions. Okay. I'm trying to eat better. As you can see, I got fruit.
Yeah, I'm looking right at it. Yeah.
So I'm trying to just those little things make a big difference, 100%. And when you combine it, it's like compounds.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do.
It's like
easier said than done, but. I got to do it because it makes me feel better. All right. So the topic, like I said, is addition by subtraction. And that's the philosophy. The idea is removing things from your life that you don't really need. And the outcome is you advance, you feel better. It benefits you. And I thought that was an interesting topic because we're always talking about loss and grieving, and it gets heavy. But this is an actual type of loss that benefits you,
which is exciting for me because I'm on the opposite side. Like I don't get rid of anything ever, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm curious to hear it. I might push back a couple times, but we'll hear what we have to say.
This is definitely...
I'm not going to agree with everything. I'll tell you that.
Well, we'll see.
That's why I love about it.
So once again, the number. In case you want to contribute, share a story or two, or want to add to a list. The number is 323-203-0815. And I'm going to go to the first one. The first one, Taj, simplify your life. Get rid of the extras that you don't need. This gives you freedom and space, reduces stress, and allows you to focus on what is really needed. Trim the fat and you will be more productive. Do you disagree?
I don't, I'm laughing because I don't totally agree at all.
Really?
Yeah, no. Trim the fat. You know, here's the problem that I have. And this is,
I can already tell you're just going to be
a problem. This list is going to be bad for me because the problem is when you trim the fat, sometimes the fat is what you need. Like I've gotten rid of stuff like oh, I don't need this. And then like 6 months later, I'm like, oh great. That's the thing I gave away. That's the thing that I gave, you know? And so I end up having to buy it again. Or I look for it for about 3 days and then realize I had given it away. So I think, you know, there's a fine line in there. I think if there's something that, yes, you're never going to use again, but I'm also very, like, I have sentimental value to everything. Like, I have shirts. Terrell knows.
But you can keep everything if you really want to.
I have shirts that are, like, from when I was 13 years old.
So basically, it's a decision thing for you. You got to work on making a decision.
Yes.
That's where it comes down to.
Exactly.
I'll give you this. This is I agree with this 100%. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give you a perfect example. With my studio and with my music setup, I had a laptop.
Uh-huh.
I had a desktop,
mm-hmm.
the Power Mac, and I had an iMac
mm-hmm.
all in my studio. And I had 1, 2, 3 monitors.
Yeah.
Now, I was trying to make all three computers work, all three talk to each other, mm-hmm. make it simple. Make it so I can use my laptop when I'm away or if I'm at Starbucks or wherever I want to be writing songs, come home, make it work onto the desk. I was doing so much.
Let's just say something real quick for everyone. This was accumulated over 10 years. This is not like the newest.
What's that?
Your laptop, you make it sound like
you just the new.
No,
laptop.
I'm talking about your computer. Like, it made it sound like you had the newest computer.
No, but I do.
No, for your
this
big
laptop
one,
is good.
The tower.
The tower is how old? Well, that's old.
How old is it?
Was it 2008?
Wasn't it?
No. Not that old. It's a Power Mac.
2009.
The trash can.
Okay, so it was over. Okay, it was over 9 years ago. So it's not.
Yes, but that was my like strong music computer.
Mm-hmm.
That was the foundation of my studio. So that wasn't going anywhere. So then you add the laptop, and then I got the iMac, and that was three things I didn't really need.
Of course. Yeah.
So what did I do? I got rid of the Power Mac, which was a big move, and I really don't need the iMac. So now I'm down to one laptop computer. So when I go back into my studio, I have one simple cable, and I just plug it in, and everything works fine. I don't have to install, you know, all my programs on three different computers. I don't have to update, you know, if there's a new plugin update, I don't have to update it on three. It's so much easier. It's really changed my world. Like, I can't believe how simple things are. Like, even now when I'm installing things on my computer, I'm already thinking of installing it on the other computers, and then I realize I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't easy for me to make this decision. And the thing that happened to me that ultimately made me make this decision was while I was trying to make all three computers talk to each other, I was moving monitors around.
I remember.
Because the technology is different. Mm-hmm. So this laptop is on Thunderbolt 3. My older computers were Thunderbolt 2. So I had monitors, HDMI cables, all this other stuff. Listeners probably can't follow. But while I was moving my monitors around, they're graphic monitors, not speaker monitors, I dropped, or it didn't really, it slid onto my keyboard, and my monitor cracked.
Mm-hmm.
So right away, I lost a monitor.
You've had accidents, like, because you just recently, 2 days ago, told me about your phone dropping and cracking.
Yes. Yes.
So do you think it's the universe telling you? Like, is that the hint of the universe?
Is it pushing me?
Because you have a lot of cracked stuff, because I don't crack. Like, I don't have a lot of cracked stuff. So maybe it's the universe. Maybe that's what you need. You know, yeah, it's like.
Possibly. Well, see, well, the monitor cracked. So right away, I was down to one monitor.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new monitor. So I still have two monitors, but that's okay, because I still use them for both at the same time for my setup. So that's fine. But the point is, I was trying to do too much. And had I simplified everything, I would have been good.
Okay.
So I agree with simplifying your life and making it easier so you don't have to carry all the extra stuff, extra baggage.
Can I?
Real quick.
Yeah.
Before you go into that.
Yeah.
About my phone cracking. I have to admit, I'm still on like an old phone, like an old iPhone 6.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a 7, 8, and 10. So I kind of want a new phone, but I don't really need a new phone.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I would drop my phone, a part of me wanted it to crack so I can justify needing the new phone.
Mm-hmm.
So when the new iPhone, what is it called? iPhone Max? iPhone X Max came out?
iPhone 10.
So when that came out, I was still like, do I want to get it? Should I wait? Whatever. So when I dropped my phone and it cracked, and the crack's not that bad, actually. So basically, I'm fine now to get the new phone if I want to, which I probably will. All right, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, you know, that's great simplifying and stuff, but, you know, there is a fine line of it, because when we were doing our show, we were looking for files that weren't there anymore. Like, you know, and that's the thing. Like, none of us had it, you know, and so.
Well, that's different.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. That's called hard drive failure.
See, but that's the thing. Like,
our hard drive failed.
But if you would have had two copies or three copies, like I usually back up things three times. I'm the excess person. I got, well, we both have
we 20,000 hard drives. We still have a pathway of getting those files back if we need them.
Yeah.
But it involves SCSI and GLIF drives and old school stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say really old school stuff and whatever. But luckily we did get it. Somehow.
Yeah, because it was on a CD, on a DVD.
Exactly. So there, that's it. But that's excess. That's not simplified.
Well, you can doing a mix of 250 tracks.
Yeah, that's true.
Is unnecessary when you can move it down to 48.
So. I agree with that. We're both on the same page.
I just see where you're going.
I'm back and forth.
You're going to be difficult.
100%. I'm going to push back on everything.
All right, that's fine. All right, let's go to number two. Mm. Number two, friends.
Ooh, yeah, see, there's another one.
Sometimes you have to realize that your friends, quote unquote, are no longer in harmony with your path or goals in life. Even though at one point they may have served a purpose in your life, you change, they change, people change, and so does life. Reevaluate your situation and make sure your circle is a make sure your circle benefits you in your life.
I agree with that, but
Todd, are you going to say but on everything?
No, I'm giving my perspective.
Okay,
which is what people are tuning in for. I don't agree with cutting them off. I agree with slowly kind of walking.
Keeping them at a distance?
Keeping them at a distance. Because I do believe in the harmony aspect of it. And you know, there's a certain energy that your friends can bring, subtract, you know, positive or negative. So I do agree with that. But sometimes, like, I've had friends that at one point weren't harmonious with me. And I kind of kept them at a distance. But I was still, you know, nice about it. And then later on in life, we were in total harmony, and it was, and I'm happy I have that friendship with them, you know.
So you didn't totally eliminate, you don't agree with totally eliminating.
Not unless they do something very destructive to you, to the point where you realize, you know,
they're not a friend
or they don't have your best interest. But if it's something where it's like, I just can't get with that anymore, or they are too negative or whatever, it's hard, because you, as a friend too, you're supposed to be there for people when they're going through stuff. So it's like that push pull.
Have you had, obviously no names, but have you had any friends or people that were close to you at one point in your life that you realized that it wasn't really benefiting you and just not making your life easier, and it was more of a weight?
Yeah, there's a lot of friends I have that are heavy. I'm not going to lie and say that, but that, at the same time, that's what being a friend is listening to those people, carrying some of their burden. And I don't know. I think it's what you can shoulder. If you're heavy, weighed down anyway, then that extra weight feels like a lot. But if you're whatever, I don't know. It's just, I do have a lot of friends that have problems and whatever, but I'm also one of their friends that they can rely on.
All right.
So it's hard, but it's hard for me to just, you know, cut the cord of a lot
Chuck
of
them.
Things. Yeah. Because you never know, and you never know what they're going through.
True.
You know,
that's true.
And have you had friends that have come back to your life that have been like, you know, you didn't, at one point you were like, you just didn't gel, but now it's like they're back and you're
I've had a couple friends in my life that, we went different paths.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Not, I mean, not horrible. It's just we grew differently.
Apart, yeah.
Grew apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've had friends that I've had things in common with, and then it just, you think they're friends, but they're not friends.
Yeah.
But you still have things in common with them, so you keep giving them chances.
Yeah.
And then you realize at some point, you realize
can't give
it's
them
just,
any more chances. Yeah.
It just keeps happening.
Yeah.
And so it's like you still care about the person, but. Yeah. You just don't want to deal with them anymore.
Yeah. Well, they were opportunists. They weren't really your friends. That's the thing. And that's a big difference, is someone that looks at you as an opportunity versus someone that looks at you as a friend, you know, and you have to kind of reflect and go, would that person be there for me in a time of need?
And that's hard, because you rely on your friends. You need your friends. You know, when you're yourself going through something, you rely on your friends to help you get through that. And if they're not really your friends, and they're not looking out for you and your best interest and to help you out, that's difficult to rely on people that aren't trying to help you out for the right reasons.
Yeah. And that's the hard thing too, is it's a wake up call, especially, you know, when mom passed, you know, and it's different because certain people don't know how to deal with it either. They didn't know what to say. So that's another thing. I couldn't just be like, well, you didn't say this, or you weren't there for me, because not everyone will be there for you, because they don't know how to be there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily I didn't cut off people because of that reason, but I was also surprised at the people that were there for me that I wasn't even considering a real friend, you know?
Right.
Some people stepped up and were there, like, really close and in that time of need. And I was like, you know, I barely talked to you in high school.
Right.
You know, and but that really surprised me. And we became friends, but it was more of like, you never know what life gives you.
Yeah. And that's why it says life changes.
Okay.
So you agree with that one, or
I partly agree. That's you're better.
I
want to be surprised. Let's see.
All right. Should we move on to number three? All right. Number three, lose weight.
Totally agree.
Exercise is so important on so many levels, and losing weight will not only help you with your health, but your appearance can play a very strong role in your life. Look good, you feel good. Feeling good can change your confidence, your energy, your mindset, which ultimately leads to changing your life.
Finally agree on something wholeheartedly.
Taj, we got one.
Taj, seal of approval. Because I do believe if you feel good about yourself, you radiate that energy. And I am in that path of right now trying to lose weight. Or I shouldn't say trying to lose weight, of losing weight. And it's because I want to feel better about myself. I want to look better.
I think...
In what I know I should be.
Right.
Because everyone's different. Confident.
Everybody's different.
Everyone, if you're confident in your own shoes, then that's what you know, more power to you and whatever. And I also don't like societies of what is pretty and what is not.
Right.
So I'm being very careful with that. I'm saying in terms of if you are happy with where you're supposed to be, that's where you're supposed to be. And I'm not happy with where I'm supposed to be.
I think it's personal. I think it's everybody should judge themselves, and everybody knows where they should be, where that happy spot is. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For me, I gained a lot of weight.
Yeah.
I was looking pretty large and in charge.
We both
And I'm
did.
Still, I'm yeah. still pretty large and in charge.
Yeah.
But I've lost, I think I'm lost like 30 something pounds so far.
Mm-hmm.
Which I want to lose which like is 20 great. More, yeah. which is good. And I noticed.
But why do you want to use it? Lose it.
Well, the first trigger for me is health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
exactly.
Obviously I have two children that I would like to stick around for and be a part of their lives and watch them grow and help them. So that was something that I, you know, before it was mostly, it wasn't so much appearance. It was just being at a certain area on the scale for me. I knew that's where I always was.
Yeah.
And over time, I exceeded that by way.
You want to get back in that range.
So for me, it's like since I've had children, I don't feel I've been anywhere near where I would want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it, I went through a lot of stuff, as people know. But this was something that I think was one of, I would probably put this at the top of my list, top three. You know, of things that I needed to work on and change, because my weight was making me unhappy because I didn't like the way I looked. I didn't like the way I felt. And it was a cycle. My unhappiness caused me to keep gaining weight because I'm an emotional eater. So I had to break that cycle and take charge of it. So once I changed, and it was a mental change on not focusing on the appearance of it, but the health part of it. So when I thought about being more healthy for myself, I started to lose weight, which made that easier. I wasn't trying to lose like 50 pounds in 2 months, you know, something ridiculous. I was just trying to make smarter choices and better decisions and exercise more and be more consistent with things. And usually when I'm on like a little program or a little diet thing, I try to be perfect. And if I mess up, then everything goes out the window and I just start all over again. And on the way of starting over again, I cram in as much junk as I can, which isn't a good cycle. So now if I fall off, I'm easier on myself and I just, you know, put that day to the side. It's a bad day and I get back on it, you know,
which I must say, I like the side of you because it is, I've seen that pattern so many times. And this is a new you.
It's a lot easier.
It is. You know, it's very, cause you get back on the thing. It's like, screwed up today.
You get confidence back because you feel better about yourself. You feel like you've achieved something, like you're in control of something, you know, with yourself. You know, I don't, my eating habits, my binges and splurges, I'm not always perfect with it. I do have it, but I try to, if I'm going to have like a
yogurt or ice cream yogurt, I try to have a smaller portion.
Mm-hmm.
I try not to have so much junk, but I still have to have a little junk.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. But yeah, that's where I'm at right now. So I think it's changed my confidence. It's made me feel better. People recognize that you're losing weight. Yeah. So that also makes you feel good because they're noticing that you're changing and they're supporting you. So mm-hmm. it just makes you feel a lot better. And then of course, when you can fit into clothes like this shirt, Taj, this shirt, I don't know why I've kept it for so long, but it's actually a little bit bigger on it.
Yeah.
But this is an old shirt.
Yeah. See,
this shirt is, I mean, it's probably, like 15 years old. This Jeez. Shirt. But okay. I like it. It's
yeah.
soft.
Yeah. It is soft. I can
it's see. Comfortable. But you guys can't see, but doesn't matter. So I agree with that one, Taj.
Okay. Tori has a question from Twitter. She wants to know, I've already answered this to her personally, but she wants to know, what do we do with all the fan gifts that we get?
Mm.
Do you keep it, Tara? She wants to know, do you keep yours?
Do I keep? Yes. Not all. Mm-hmm. Not all. Mm-hmm.
What's the criteria?
You know, the thing is, back in the Brotherhood days,
yeah.
we used to get a lot of stuffed animals.
Yeah.
That was impossible to take home.
Yeah.
And we obviously couldn't take everything home. So what we would do is we would take the stuffed animals and things and we would give them to
donate it, yeah.
to hospitals and children and things of that nature. Now we don't get the stuffed animals anymore. But, you know, there's certain things that I do have
mm-hmm.
and I've kept. I'm scared to say this because I don't want to start getting a collection of mugs, but I have mugs.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I don't know why, but I have a few, not a lot.
Yeah.
Only like one or two. Well, it's three technically.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a Goofy mug from way back in the day.
Yeah.
And TJ got a Mickey Mouse yeah. mug. Now, at the time, TJ was staying at my house because mm-hmm. he was having his house worked on. So I have both the Goofy and the Mickey Mouse mug, and I still have them. I will not throw them away.
Yeah.
Even though people have tried to get me to part with it. But I like that. I yeah. like the mugs. I like the size of the mugs.
Mm-hmm.
But I also like the memory.
Yeah.
Of the, even though I don't remember exactly who gave me the mug. Mm-hmm. But I know it was from a fan.
Yeah.
And then the Mickey Mouse one I just kept.
Yeah.
TJ, okay. I don't even know if TJ knows I have it. I think I've told him. But TJ's not really a tea drinker. Mm-hmm. Or
coffee drinker.
A coffee drinker. Or a hot chocolate drinker. So. Yeah. I figured the fam would like somebody to use it, so I kept them together. And then I got recently on this last one, I got a golf mug.
Oh.
Which was really cool.
So mugs do somehow that does trigger.
Somehow, but yeah. I'm hoping I don't.
That's terrible, by the way.
Taj, I don't want
to. Mugs for me are hard to transport. I do appreciate them, and I do keep all my mugs.
I don't want to start a mug collection.
But I'm always paranoid that I'm going to break the mug in the luggage.
Yeah, but this one made it. This one made it back. So I actually posted it to thank the person that got it for me.
I liked my mugs, too.
But yeah, it was Keep Calm and Golf or something.
Yeah.
I think it said.
I like that.
So it was really nice. So that I keep. I do have. Excuse me. I do have often I keep letters, mm-hmm. not all, but nowadays with technology, you can screenshot a letter. So I try to screenshot it. And then, you know, we get scrapbooks. Those are probably my favorite.
Yeah.
Because you're doing so much and you don't see all the articles and things that come out. And recently, probably a couple months ago, I was in my basement, I guess I would call it. Going through some of my stuff and I came across a fan book and it had a whole bunch of 3T stuff and it's stuff that, you know, I didn't really even
remember
that we did. So that's always cool to see.
Yeah.
So I do keep a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And just for me, if you hand me a letter, I've read it in terms of, mm-hmm. I read every letter that
read the letter.
I was going to say responding to another thing because that would take days to do but I do feel like if you took the time to write a letter that I should read it, and I'm appreciative of that. I think we have
a phone call.
All right.
I don't even know if I've been paying attention, but
probably haven't.
Hello, thank you for calling the DDJF.
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
You're on the air.
Oh my God. This is Alicia.
Oh, hi, Alicia. Hi, Alicia. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm sorry. Let me put the volume down.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's three of us here.
Sorry?
It's three of us here on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Well, hello, everyone.
How can we help you?
Yes, we were calling. We were talking about the toxic people.
Oh, yes. Mm. Uh-huh.
And that is one that triggered with all three of us, is removing toxic people out of your life.
Got it. Yes. And how do you recognize those toxic people?
Go ahead.
How do you recognize those toxic people for you?
For me personally?
Yeah.
It's when I feel like I'm carrying them, when I feel like I'm being drained.
Oh, okay. Mm. That makes
physically
sense.
Physically drained.
Yeah. Almost like a drowning kind of in a way.
Exactly.
When it's weighing you down. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. And so, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And my coworker, we're at work, so we're kind of like slightly distracted. My coworker was saying that for her, is she doesn't really know how to get rid of toxic people because it's family members.
That's a good
point. And that's a tough one.
That's a good point, yeah.
I think what you have to do, because not everyone around you is going to be helpful for you.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to family, it's very difficult, but it's like everyone else. You have to protect yourself. You have to take care of yourself. And I think you just have to, at that point, keep them at a distance.
Yeah.
Be cordial. But really you gotta identify the situation and you gotta keep them at a distance.
I think keeping them at a distance is the nice way of putting it. Cause it's family. It's almost really hard to just
makes
cut
it difficult.
Them off. Yeah, to cut them off completely because they're going to be around. You know, it's almost like, so keeping them at a distance is a good point about it.
That is the hardest thing.
I'm sorry?
I said, yes, that is the hardest thing.
But yeah.
Especially when they live with you.
Oh, I think, you know, what helps me, and this is just in general, is I turn it around in terms of like if someone's dragging me down or if someone's, you know, causing me pain, I kind of try and put myself in their headspace and say, why are they doing this to me? What are they lacking? Why are they not happy? Because that's usually what it is that they're miserable with what they're going through and they're trying to lash out on someone else, and you being family or friends or close, you're the easiest target. So I always try and it helps me at least, so I don't feel as bad in terms of like, I don't feel the pain. I feel more the sympathy aspect of it. And it puts me in a power position of like, what are they going through that makes them so unhappy? And it kind of reverses it. So it's not like I'm getting attacked. It's more of like, I've gained.
You try to be more understanding.
I gave my power back. Like, okay, you're not going through something good. And now I'm understanding why you're doing this to me in a way. And that it just reverses it. Cause if you don't do that, then you're wondering, well, what does this person have against me? Why are they doing this to me? Why are they angry? You know, like the person driving and cuts you off and flicks you off. He's just probably, or she's probably having a bad day or angry.
So why are you ruining
but he could ruin your whole day, your whole week. But so I look at it and I'm like, you know, that person probably is just got fired or what. I make something. Up something. And then it's like, okay, you know what?
Give them a pass.
Give them a pass.
And you actually change your course.
Yeah, you change your course. So that's how I try and look at things. It doesn't always work, but when you do it that way, it gives you kind of more power back.
Yeah, a little Taj tip.
Yeah.
Got that?
Yep, that's true. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
And thanks for calling in.
Yeah, and talking helps too, because sometimes we don't talk about things in terms of, and it just escalates in terms of something that keeps bothering you and whatever. So if you have that open communication, maybe just saying, look, you know, this hurts me when you do this or that. And maybe it might start a dialogue that might be like, I don't know, but I'm
communication is always great.
It's great, but I'm guilty of that too. So
we all need to work on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank
in.
You.
And you guys can get back to work. We don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah, I said, please don't get in trouble at work.
Love you.
Yeah, the boss is away, so the girls are playing.
That's what it is.
All right, well, take care. This is being documented.
Is not
this is being recorded, just so you know.
Yeah.
No. All right, well, you guys have a good one.
I get hers.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for listening. Yeah. It's hard, you know.
The family one.
You can't do anything.
It's tough.
It's family.
They say you pick your friends, but you can't pick your family.
You can't pick your family, and at the same time, they're always going to be around in some way or the other.
But I think with family, I think there's always going to be love there. It's like you said, you have to find where it's coming from.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you're the closest thing to them sometimes, so they lash out or they're upset.
But when it's all said and done, you always have to protect yourself.
Always protect yourself.
We'll go. You know what? Let's take one more call, Tosh, before we go to number four.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, I'm supposed
Hello?
To.
Hello?
Hello. Thank you for calling DDJF. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Ebony from Texas.
Hi, Ebony.
How are you? Thanks for calling the Power of Love radio show.
I'm doing fine. How about you guys?
We're doing great.
We are good. What you got for us?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the losing weight part because that's pretty much been my journey for over the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you're absolutely right. Like, it's really hard to take that first step because you're not sure if it's, you know, if you're going to succeed. But little by little, you see progress and you definitely feel better about yourself. But for me, while I'm on this weight loss journey, other things I've been able to focus and work on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And, you know, yeah, things are starting to get better for me in that aspect. So
do you think it's a confidence thing? Do you think because you're getting more confidence?
Things are starting to happen. I think that is a huge thing, confidence.
I think it's
because I look in the mirror and I know it's like, oh my goodness, like, like I really am changing and, you know, I feel more confident in myself wanting to go out there and do things I haven't done before. So, you know,
I think I agree with that. I think it's the mindset. I think when you see results, I think it shows you that you're making progress. And when you see yourself making progress, it almost gives you the sense of that you can do anything. You set a goal, you've achieved it. You're on your way to achieving it. You're on the right path. And you feel proud of yourself. And I think that gives you that confidence that, okay, I can do this. I'm making, you know, I'm not where I want to be, or maybe you get ultimately there, but you see that you're getting there. People are starting to notice your clothes are feeling different. And I don't want to make it seem like you have to be a specific weight. You know, I always say if you're confident in your skin, if you're fine in that and you're healthy, because healthy is the number one thing. It doesn't matter what you weigh or how you look. You know what I mean? But for me, like personally for me, I wasn't confident in my body. I didn't like the way I looked. I got to the point where I didn't want to take pictures with my children. And that was completely selfish and unfair to them. So that was something that I had to change because it's not fair for me to not want to be in pictures. You know what I mean? Because I just didn't like the way I looked.
Yeah.
So that needed to change.
Yeah. I equate it to... like GPS, if you know you're on the right road, then it's kind of like everything else kind of flows in that way. It's like, oh, I know I'm, you know, I'm going to the right destination.
Plus it changes your energy.
Yeah.
It changes everything. You walk into a room differently. You know, people notice that, you know, where you show that you have confidence, that you're able to take on things, and people will pick up on that. So I think it changes your whole aura, to be honest.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, for me, it actually started like after my father passed because he had gotten cancer, esophageal cancer. But the thing is, he never really like smoked or, you know, drank that much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he got it because he was diabetic and he had acid reflux. So I was just like, wait a minute. Like, if he was able to get that despite, like, I don't want to put myself in that position. And because I've been taking my health seriously, it's kind of passed on. My mom's been getting, like, my mom's been walking with me, and that's she, in great. Turn, has pretty much been telling her friends about how how much progress I've made. So, you know.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's great.
So you've influenced others. That's wonderful.
That's really good.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a team to help you and support you as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And on a side note, you were talking about how like about junk food. It's okay to indulge every now and then because I don't believe in cutting yourself off completely. Like, that's depriving yourself. And, like,
I agree.
It doesn't feel right when you do that.
Yeah,
I agree. There's nothing wrong with awarding yourself and having, you know, if you want a donut or some ice cream or whatever it may
be. Just take it in moderation.
Yeah,
because that's what I'm doing. My birthday is coming up on Monday, so I'm definitely going to indulge, but not too much.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
What are you gonna have?
Thank you.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you looking forward to? Cake, ice cream. What is it that you're looking forward to the most?
Probably cake or ice cream. I have to decide.
What kind of cake?
She's gonna have both.
Just yeah.
Or you can have ice cream. Cake?
Probably chocolate. I'm a chocolate lover.
I knew the answer.
So either chocolate cake or chocolate ice cream. So yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Ebony, for your call.
Yes, thank you, Ebony.
We wish you a happy birthday on Monday.
Yes.
Oh, thank you so much. And tell TJ, we all missed him.
Yeah.
Can't believe he's not there today. Yeah. So.
Yeah, he's going to have to be fine.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm going to go work out.
All right, go get it in.
Right now.
Get it
Thanks,
in.
Ebony.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, take care.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Love you too.
All right, good calls.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got few more minutes, so let's get back to my list. But thank you, Ebony, for your call. All right, I think we're number four. Bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
We all have them, and we all need to work on getting rid of them, no matter what they are. If it's a bad habit is weighing us down, getting rid of your bad habits will help you get back on path to a healthy, positive, and happy life. Easier said than done, but definitely something that needs to be addressed and dealt with. Taj?
Totally agree with that one, too. Bad habits are... I've never really had a problem with bad habits for me in terms of, like, I can cut... Even as much as I love a certain brand of coffee, you know, if I wanted to cut it off, I've cut it off for a year before, you know, just because I've made that mental decision. So things that I'm quote-unquote addicted to or that I like, my brain can shut it off, but I understand.
So you have great self-control is basically what you're trying to tell me.
If I want to, yes. But bad habits are bad habits, you know. If you're aware of them, you can.
Do you have any like really bad habits?
I slouch.
Mm.
I don't. So as long as I'm aware of it, then I can sit up straight. But that's the only bad habit I really can think of that, you know. And I eat really fast. But I don't, is that a bad habit?
Yeah, that's a bad habit. You're not supposed to eat so fast.
I know. We're in an industry that you have like 5 minutes to eat.
Well, you're not working right now.
Yeah, I'm always working.
I agree with this. Bad habits. I mean, they're bad. So you got to get rid of the
bad
habits.
But we don't have really bad habits.
We don't really have any super bad.
So we're not really the best people to talk, you know. Like, we don't smoke. We don't, you know. So I don't know. Right. Yeah.
So get rid of your bad habits. At least try to control them, minimize them.
Be aware of them.
Be aware.
And don't let them control you, I should say.
Be aware of your habits, your bad ones.
Yeah. Even so, like, well, we could talk about video games. To some people,
that's not a bad habit.
No. But I'm just saying, to some people, that might be something where they're like, oh, you play video games a lot.
That's not a bad habit.
I can't disagree with you. So.
That is not a bad habit. There's nothing wrong with having fun.
I'm just throwing it out. But we've managed our time better.
Yeah, yes. I'm fine with that. I'm good. All right, let's go. Number five, relationships. Are you in a relationship that is unhealthy? Cutting ties and breaking away from that toxic relationship could be the change that you need. It's hard to let go. And when we tend to hold on to a relationship for security. Oh, it's hard to let go. And we tend to hold on to a relationship for security. However, hanging on to a negative situation will not lead to a positive life. Remember, the more time you spend unhappy, the less time you spend happy.
I agree with that.
There's
a difference between a relationship and friendship, and for me, when a relationship, when it seems like it's over, I give it all the chance it can have. But once it turns the corner and it's on in Overville, I don't put
Lenny
any more.
Kravitz song just came into my head.
I don't give it any more energy, because then it's like almost like you're looking in the past and you're trying to bring something up that's not there anymore. And so I've been known to cut off relationships after I've gotten the hint, I should say. You know, I've tried to, I guess, be a cheerleader for it. But then once I'm in my head, it's like, it's
over. You try
over.
To stick to the relationship, yeah, and make
once,
it work.
It's almost like once it's, resuscitating it. You know, but once it's like,
boo, once it's gone,
yeah, once yeah, that flat line, it's like, right. I gotta, you know, it's like, I realize it. And I'm like, okay, I gotta let it go.
So you agree with that one?
Yeah, 100%.
All right, we're moving a little fast because we're running low on time is what I meant to say. We're going to move on to number six.
How many are there?
There's one more after six.
Okay.
So there's seven.
All right, so we're on.
But we only got a few more minutes. Number six, charity.
Yes.
There is a positivity.
See?
There is positivity in subtracting money from your bank account. Mm-hmm. Giving your money to a foundation and helping a charity is a great example of addition by subtraction. In this case, you will be helping others, and at the same time, you'll feel much better about yourself for helping others.
Agree with that. And anything, it doesn't have to be a foundation, just charity in general. I think helping people out, doing something, you always feel better. And if it's something that actually, it's weird, but if it's something that, I don't shouldn't say hurts you, but if it's something that is substantial to you, like, you know.
And it can also be time.
Yeah, if you have $100 and you're giving five of it away, that's impactful. You know, mm-hmm. You're giving a good chunk of what you have.
I agree with this one. Helping others is so important, and you don't realize the impact it's having not only on them but on yourself. You feel so much better about yourself, and it's something, I don't know, it's just
I think, I don't know if it's our environment, but it's definitely lacking, because it's, we have a me first approach. I don't mm-hmm. know if it's the States only, but everything's about, I'm going to get mine. I'm out for me, you know? And I think that's what kind of has put us in the situation.
I agree with that. And I understand that. I think, I want to call it, I think that's something that changes as you get older.
Is that what it is?
People? I don't know. Maybe. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's a maturity thing. As you get old, well, maybe it is.
I think it's a family thing.
Could be.
Like if you have a family that's very tight and you're used to giving and they're used to compromising, then, you know, then it's different than I'm not going to say anything.
All right. It's okay. I know where you're going.
Yeah.
All right. We're
looking at the clock.
We're going to move on to the last one. It's negativity. Negativity is the ultimate downer. Misery loves company. So be aware and protect yourself at all times. Negativity is all around us, and if you aren't careful, you will find yourself in a horrible situation. Stay free and clear from negativity. Avoid it at all costs.
That one is the one I agree with the most. That is something, as much as I've preached about, keep friends at a distance, I am a magnet. Not a magnet, I should say that. I'm like a sponge. Like, whether it's positive or negative, I will absorb it. And so I've been very cautious of negativity and negative people, and that's the thing that I will... The first thing I will push away from. Now, that doesn't mean sorrow is negativity. You know, if someone's going through something, I'll be there for them. But if it's something just negative, you know, looking
vampires.
At
vampires.
Yeah. Yeah.
Energy suckers. Is that what they're called? Something like that.
Yes. That for me is the worst kind of thing to be aware of, because you don't even know. Sometimes you don't even know what's happening. It could be someone around you and you just feel different and you just feel, but it's a negative aspect to it. And
so you gotta be positive, surround yourself with positive people, and avoid the negativity.
And avoid the negativity, and certain people don't even realize they're being negative and being that negative person, because they're comfortable in it.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, we're pretty much out of time. It went by really quick. Did you like this list, Taj?
I actually did, except for the first two. But
except for the first.
I disagree with the first.
Do you want to know the source of this list?
No. Yeah, sure.
Take a guess.
What is it, you?
Yes, sir. Taj is not a bad list.
Yeah, it's not a bad list. Why did I know you when you said that?
Just because I wouldn't ask that question.
Okay.
But yeah, I did that list.
It's like, that's why I probably didn't agree with the first two. I like the last one, so.
Of course. See, I set you up. I saved your... See, which one did you like the most?
Negativity.
Exactly. I saved the best for last. I know how you roll.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, that is our show. We got to go now. We want to thank Alicia. That was her name, right? Alicia?
Yeah.
And what are you looking at me like that?
I don't know.
And Ebony for calling in. And all you listeners. Mm-hmm. And also Toria with her Twitter question.
Yeah.
We are out of time. Like I said, we will be back next week. New topic. Hopefully, I don't know if TJ will be here or not, but we will be.
Yes.
So that is it for our show. We want to thank everyone for tuning in, and we will see you next Wednesday. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.